In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, the holiday of the Epiphany is one of the brightest holidays, as the whole world is rejoicing, the whole heavens is rejoicing, because the Lord has come out, become of age, according to the Old Testament, of 30 years old, and He came to be baptized of John the Baptist. And of course, when he was approaching John the Baptist, John the Baptist immediately knew that he was the Messiah, and that he was the Son of God, and he has no sins. And he was very flabbergasted, and he said, "I should ask baptism of you." And the Lord says, "No, you do what you're told." And because He took my sins, He took your sins, He took everybody's sin upon Himself, and He wanted us to be cleansed. And He wanted to clean up all the waterways from all over the world, because the enemy loved to spend the time in the waters and try to do harm to people, even when they take a swim and so on. My beloved, you have to realize something, that we are in this world, and we are being loved so much by the Lord that He came down to this earth. He came down to this earth to clean us from all our sins, to take away the power that the enemy has over us. Because he had great power, he was tricking people all over the world, and even the chosen people were tricked by the enemy through the pride and through their love for the temporary enjoyments. We're falling into the same pits right now by having a number one thing. When we become lonely, we become depressed, or feel that we have something missing. We run over immediately to the movies or the TVs or the internets to get some entertainment, to loosen up our depressions. And of course, the enemy just grabs us like this. He makes us then to depend on all this entertainment, so that we won't be depressed. The minute you feel sorry for yourself, everybody, you run to be entertained. And of course, this is not the way we should do. We, my beloved, we should run to the Lord immediately and ask Him to help us to get away the depression. Depression comes from the evil one, the closeness of the evil one. The evil one tries to depress us so that we will fall into one passion or another. And of course, it never really satisfies us for long. While we're in that enjoyment, so-called, whether it's of the eyes or ears or whether it's the body, we seem to be okay. But as soon as it's over, then we are getting back again into the same trouble. And then the enemy tells us, "Well, go ahead, have some more of the entertainment, have some more of the thing to keep you happy." And of course, this is all the trickery of the enemy. My beloved, the Lord had come to this earth to free us from the enemy, so that we will start thinking about the future. And the future is not here on earth, but the future we should think about is heavenly, the kingdom of heaven, to be close to our loving God, to be with Him forever, and to rejoice in the greatest joy, and to see the things that is impossible to describe on this earth, as St. Paul says. What is in heaven and what you can hear and what you can see, there's no way to describe it, because there's nothing to compare it. And the beauty that is over there in heaven, and the joy that will be there, my beloved. The Lord came, and St. John didn't want to, didn't dare to baptize, ask him to baptize him, but the Lord ordered him to do so, and he did. And when he did, he all of a sudden saw a great light come down from heaven, and a dove coming down and went into the Lord. And that was the Holy Spirit that the Father showed to the prophet John, the baptizer, and two other people, that he is the Lord, the Creator, the Messiah. And Jesus Christ is the Son of God that has been born before times of the God the Father, and has created all the universe, and he has come down to cleanse us from all our impurities. And that's why he went and fulfilled the law and cleansed all us in the waters. The waters, he had also cleansed the waters, and kicked away the enemy that loved to lodge in the waters. My beloved, we have to really joyously rejoice in this great our day, and try to remember that our real happiness is going to be in heaven. And here, the real happiness can be only when you really feel the love for the Lord. When you feel the love for the Lord, and when you obey His commandments, and you will have the love for each other. And it's a great joy to be able to love your close ones, and your friends, and your neighbors. And even more of a joy you will find in your heart when you'll be able to love your enemies. And the proof of the love of the enemies is that you will be truly praying for them, and if they're in trouble, you would want to do everything to help them to get out of the trouble. This is the true love that the Lord wants us to have, because He loves everybody. He wants everybody to be saved. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. And you and me, we have to feel the same way. We have to absolutely love everybody and want their salvation. God bless you and help you to attain that peace in your heart, and to be able to live off, continue to live in this life, having the peace of the Lord, and keep looking forward to be with Him for eternity. Amen.